My missus, the Poppins, and I saw her again. I saw her again last night. And it's the number 6 record of the 27040 at the moment. Now, whatever you sell, shoes, ships, sealing wax, whatever you sell, why not advertise on 270? Write to us for full details, and you will be surprised how little it will cost you. 270 Scarborough. That's where you write. We'll send you the rate card and everything you need to know all about 270.
Do it. Riding along in your automobile.
Oh, yeah. Just a little bit of you.
Just a little bit of you.
Dallas phrase, yeah.
But don't go away with me.
Just a little bit of you, it is. It's by Dallas Fraser here. It's a personality pick on 270 for this week. 270 time, 15 minutes before 1 o'clock now. Hello there, this is your roving reporter. I have a gentleman with me at the moment. I'm about to ask him a question. Seth, how do you feel about the government trying to close down pirate radio stations?
Well, I think it's about time they did. They should have done it 40 years ago. Bobby, we've got these offshore commercial stations. What do we need pirates for?
I was reading in the paper, the BBC, what is it, 247 they're going to start up a music station to compete with the offshore commercial stations. And, of course, it'll be music all day. Pretty much the same as the light, except they're going to cut out the bells and a couple of things and a little bit of bark and all that to rest your mind at certain parts of the day. Well, this is the sort of thing that we want to stop, and this is the thing that people of Britain should want to stop. I don't think you want this at all, because you have commercial radio. You've proved you want to listen to commercial radio, so why not have commercial radio instead of trying to, muck around? I don't know what they're trying to do. They are very stupid people. So what you've got to do is you've got to write to your Member of Parliament and express your feeling on the subject. And his address is House of Commons, London. And in Goole, the Goole constituency, your member is Mr. George Jager. It's spelled J-E-G-E-R. Now, his address is House of Commons, London. Write to him. No matter how old you are, your Member of Parliament represents you. His address, House of Commons, London. Make your opinion count right today. Oh, yes. David Essex.
Hi,
hi. Just a dream, and it's 38th first weekend. It is Just Release. Hasn't had really a chance to climb in sales. Just Release for Mr. Chris Swallow. Call Just a Dream.
Newspapers are just as good an advertising medium as radio.
Sure, driving all the night, you can enjoy your newspapers. It lies there on the seat. And there's another good thing about newspapers. You can read them while you're rushing to get ready for work in the morning, right?
Oh, let them do the radio. Only 10,600,000 people.
10,600,000
people.
That's all. Hope we do it. How are you? And this is a song from Tommy Jones. At 6 to 1 o'clock, this and that.
I tried to do a little bit of big time.
I'd say this and that. It's by Tom Jones on 270, biggest sound in radio. Tommy Jones in the Nitty Knoll. Lunchtime show. We'll have news for you in 3 minutes' time, the 1 o'clock news on 270. And today's Sunday Mirror. If you got your copy yet, by golly, you're missing out on something, because today's Sunday Mirror deals with the greatest medical and moral controversy of our time. And that is the birth pill. As the arguments rage, the Sunday Mirror reports from the place where it all started 10 years ago, Puerto Rico. That's where that pill was first mass tested. How's it worked out over there? Well, what about the religious tradition? The answers to all these vital questions are in today's Sunday Mirror, so get your copy. Yes, and it's 2.5 minutes to 1 o'clock. On Radio 270, it's now exactly 1 p.m., Bulova Watch Time, B-U-L-O-V-A, the world's largest makers of quality Swiss watches, Bulova.
From radio's top news sources, 270, World News.
The on-tipper reporting, London. A tip-off from a member of the public has led to the discovery of the gunman's getaway car involved in Friday's police shooting.